It's time for this week's exam, our weekly examination of issues in education from KBIA News. I'm Ryan Femuliner. Coming up later in the show, it was a heartbreaking loss for Missouri Tiger fans.
KU wins!
Now, the question, will the rivalry with the University of Kansas be lost altogether?
I think right now the University of Kansas is just going to take a step back and breathe, and that decision will be made in the future.
But first, there are more pressing issues at the University of Missouri. The tuition increases recently approved for the University of Missouri system still leave a $47.1 million budget gap. That will mean the elimination of an estimated 250 positions system-wide, and between 50 and 55 of those are on the University of Missouri campus. Last week, University of Missouri Chancellor Brady Deaton spoke with the MU Faculty Council for the first time since the Board of Curators approved the tuition hikes. KBIA was at that meeting, and we decided to let you listen in on some of the discussion once faculty members started asking Deaton some questions.
My question is twofold. What's your sense of how seriously being underfunded over 10 years has been? And related, if current trends go for another 10 years, where is this university? Are we doing just fine? Are we in big trouble? If things kind of go year by year, do we end up in a good place or not so much?
Well, let me know. Very good question. And the difference in where we ought to be over the past 10 years is very serious. There's no question. Now, what we've had to do is go up somewhat higher in tuition. Even then, we've really not gone up as high as our competition has, competition among other states. They've all gone up at higher rates of tuition than has Missouri. So, we've been hurt significantly. Now you say, where do you see that hurt? Our salaries are the lowest among the AAU publics. That's very real. Our maintenance and repair is at now $500 million, our deferred maintenance. And we have fewer faculty in the classroom than we should have. Our student-faculty ratio has increased. We've employed technology, but we're very, very concerned. And recent accreditation studies have pointed directly at that to us, and that's got to be taken into consideration and very carefully considered. So are we worse off? Without question. We know right exactly where the effects of it are. So you, the faculty of this university, are absolutely killing themselves getting the job done in just a wonderful way. But it's tight. Every external team now is looking at it and saying, you just can't go on this way. It's just too much. But when I look ahead 10 years, and I very deliberately, I look for some change in the state's position in terms of funding us so that we can get the faculty numbers we need. I look for another $1 billion-plus campaign to have more endowed professorships and chairs to enable us to work on that salary dimension. So when I look ahead 10 years, I'm looking for a model that, again, will continue down the road of looking a bit more like a private university model with regard to the funding base. I don't think there's any way around that. Yes?
You mentioned the likelihood of layoffs. How are those decisions going to be made relative to who's going to be laid off?
Well, you know, it'll be according to the priorities, strategic priorities, and we're certainly not at a point where we have any idea of where that is. I think as we went through it, we might have found one area we said, well, that'll probably mean the loss of that position. But for the most part, it'll be in really the lower priority areas. And as you know, we continue to grow in students, we continue to grow in research, and frankly, we continue to grow with our extension mission and soft-funded, externally funded. Of course, that generates new jobs also. But that doesn't mean you're not losing jobs, though, and this is where
That's just a small edited portion of the discussion. We have the full-length conversation on our website. Deaton goes on to talk about more specifics, that 20 of the positions eliminated will be tenure track, and many of the others will come from MU Extension. There's also some fairly heated discussions about the university's strategic plan. That's at kbia.org. The University of Missouri's men's basketball game against the University of Kansas on Saturday was the 265th time the teams have played. But it could be one of the last times the longtime rivals will compete, since MU is moving to the Southeastern Conference next year. Opposing petitions have sprung up in Kansas and Missouri to either save or end the border showdown. KBIA's Aaron Dismeyer discusses the feelings of students and university officials on the possible end to the Missouri-Kansas rivalry.
Cole Donaldson is one of the University of Missouri students who started the movement Tradition Together, Rivals Forever, a petition to continue the border showdown series after MU's move to the SEC.
That's something that's been going on for 150 years now. And we think, as students of Mizzou, that there is no reason that should stop just because we're changing conferences.
Donaldson says his group has gathered 750 signatures so far on its online petition. The group is using Facebook and simple social networking to gather support, but Donaldson says there are plans to send the petition to the KU and MU administration sometime in the coming weeks. A group of Kansas alumni have begun a contrasting petition listing the reasons why it's in the school's best interest to dissolve the rivalry. Representatives of the group said they didn't have time for a comment on this story. However, KU sophomore Kara Hayden says this doesn't reflect the opinions of some current students.
From what I've heard, we want to continue it just because MU is switching to a different conference doesn't really end our rivalry.
Hayden says many KU students will be sad to see the rivalry end.
It's almost bittersweet because although we don't like each other and we're rivals, it's still really fun every year to, you know, talk up to your friends about it and go to the game.
But Kansas Governor Sam Brownback has different feelings on the end of the rivalry. On Friday, Brownback said Missouri is to blame for the series ending because of the move to the SEC. Brownback echoed KU officials, saying that keeping the rivalry going would be like a man divorcing his wife, then asking if they can still date. Mizzou Athletic Department spokesperson Chad Moeller says Missouri hopes to continue playing Kansas either next year or later down the road.
We've been very upfront and very clear that we feel, you know, that's an important part of our tradition, and we'd like to be able to try and figure out a way to carry that forward.
Moeller says the MU students' petition is pretty representative of Missouri's fans' feelings. However, the efforts of both petitioning groups may be in vain.
I don't believe that a petition, while it would be received fine here, it wouldn't matter in the ultimate decision of whether Kansas and Missouri will play.
KU Associate Athletic Director Jim Marchione says a petition like Donaldson's will really have no impact on the decision to continue the rivalry with MU.
I'm just going to say that for right now, the series will end, and when and if it resumes is a decision that will be made in the years to come.
But he won't go as far as saying there is no chance of renewing the rivalry in the future.
I think right now the University of Kansas is just going to take a step back and breathe, and that decision will be made in the future.
But Donaldson says the group still feels compelled to try.
We know it's going to be really difficult, but we feel like, you know, we have to do something. We have enjoyed over the past years loving the rivalry and just really cherishing it as something that is important to the Mizzou experience.
The first verdict on the rivalry's future will come soon. Mizzou's football schedule will be finalized and announced in the upcoming weeks. There are four open spots on the non-conference schedule, and KU is still not scheduled. The teams have met for 120 consecutive years in football. Aaron Dismeyer, KBIA News.
That's it for this week's exam. I'm Ryan Themuliner. Thanks for listening.